Blog Talk Radio.
Now you can hear me, can't you? Yes. Please. I already did, honey. Can you hear me now? Because I did phone in. If you guys can't hear me now, it'll be music only. Come on, guys. See, I can hear myself in my headphones. But for some reason, it doesn't translate into hearing on air. That gets so frustrating. But hey, you know, if you can hear me now, that's good enough. My phone works. We'll just do it that way. And fully frustration, pooey pucks, whatever else you want to come up with that you could say on the air. You know what? When you're online, the internet does not have the same restrictions that broadcasting over the airwaves has. So I could cuss if I want to, but it's more ladylike not to. Yeah, me, ladylike. Okay, well, we won't examine that too far. All right, guys, you know what I'm going to do now? Here's one we haven't heard for a long time, and I always like this. Kind of country, kind of whatever. Anyway, it's Confederate Railroad. Trashy women. Sideways, but they get away with a lot. Hey, you know, I never could bring myself to do that, though, you know. Oh, well. Maybe they have fun. That's why they're that. Hey, you know, it takes all kinds to make the world, guys. It really does. So here we go. Let's go back to 1961. Now, I know that is going to be a little bit older than some of you are, but that's okay. You enjoyed 50s Elvis music on Tuesday. You can enjoy a 1961 pop rock song. It's not really rock and roll. This is Bobby Lewis, Tossing and Turning.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Get some of the water. Went to the kitchen for a bite, rolled up the sheet, turned off the light.
second you said it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Told I was talking and talking and
That's good stuff. That's called rock and roll from back before rock was rock. You know, there's a difference. There is a difference. Every decade is different. That was 61. So they hadn't quite forgotten about the 50s yet. See, they were getting there, but they hadn't quite got there yet. Didn't turn that corner yet. That path, you know. At any rate, guys, we have a whole bunch of stuff from all kinds of time frames. It doesn't matter. If I like it, I play it. You know, nobody else has any input, so hey, deal with it. Life's tough if you need to. Anyway, here we are with, you guys remember Kansas? Does anybody know the band Kansas?
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
All right. You got to love that. If you like rock and roll, you got to love that. And here's something. Now, this is an older song done by a newer band, Hollywood Vampires. Now, it is on YouTube as Alice Cooper and Johnny Depp. But I suspect it's the Hollywood Vampires. So we'll go with that. What the heck, right? This is Come and Get In. Change when they did it. I still liked it. So hey, there you go. How about Steppenwolf? You guys know Steppenwolf? 60s. Some of you should remember Steppenwolf. Well, if you don't, that's too bad, because I'm gonna play them anyway, because I remember Steppenwolf. Ooh, maybe I shouldn't have admitted that. Anyway, okay. Here's Magic Carpet Ride. We'll be right back. Ta-da-da! There you go. Magic carpet ride. Have you guys ever thought about what that song's really saying? Remember, it's the 60s. That should give you a clue. They're not talking about no magic carpet ride. They're talking about an LSD trip. Hey, you know, anybody that was alive in the 60s should know that, because that's Steppenwolf. That's what that whole song was about, was going on a magic carpet ride. And how else are you going to imagine you're on a magic carpet ride? Think Woodstock. Yes. Mm-hmm. Steven Tyler was at Woodstock. Uh-huh. And he was flying on magic carpet. Oh, it wouldn't take any convincing at all to tell him that either. It was fine, you know. That was okay. I tell you. All right. We have something going on here. Hello, girl. How are you doing?
Hi, Jenny. I'm good.
Well, that's fine. You were sick not too long ago.
Oh, I don't want to.
So I'm glad you're fine.
I don't want
to. Okay, we won't talk about that.
I'm having flashbacks. No, I won't talk about that. No, I'm better.
We won't talk about the sore muscles and the,
we won't talk about
that.
Me having a personal relationship with a, you know, no.
The commode.
Yeah, I think we're on first name basis now. But anyway.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that, honey. You don't want to change the commode's name. Call it something. It's Charlie now, okay?
Okay, I can't call
Charlie
it that since that's my husband's name. It's just, no, he'd kill me.
Oh, yeah, don't do
that.
Well,
he'd kill me.
No.
And if you don't know what she's talking about, I had the stomach flu, guys. You ever had the stomach flu? It's terrible. And when you get older, it's terrible. It don't matter how old you are. It's just
I've never done anything but the 24-hour bit. I've never actually had the real, honest-to-God flu. Thank you, Lord. Knock on wood.
It took almost with everything to occur, and since I work at a school, I had to wait till all the symptoms were gone. It took 3 days, 3 whole days. I mean, I didn't start even acting myself until the night before I was to return back to work. So, I mean, it was just the whole time. I didn't enjoy any of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to enjoy being sick, girl. Good grief.
No, you're
okay.
Not. But, you know, I remember when I was in school, you know, when you have it's not really a sick day, but, you know, you're not going to school day, but it felt good because you got to sleep in. Nobody was home because they were all out doing their thing, and you were all by yourself at home. It was like, oh, I'm going to watch TV. I go watch those talk shows. Well, you know, I kind of had that in mind. The very first day I got sent home, I had that in mind, too, when I got from the doctor and got my medicine, right? Well, about, yeah, it wasn't what I was imagining being home.
I used to have to, if I got overly tired, because I would get up and I had an hour of music before school, then I had an hour of music after school, and then I had homework, which, by the way, I liked. I mean, you know, I'm a strange child, but I would get exhausted, and I would need a day to just stay home and sleep, and I would tell Mama my stomach was upset. And she knew what was going on, but she'd always say, okay, that's all right. If you don't feel good, you just stay down in bed. So I just stayed.
Yeah, and I had asthma, so when I had a bad flare-up, I mean, if I took my medicine, I was cool. In fact, I was hyperactive a little bit because that medicine always made me that way. But when I got sent home, it was because I couldn't breathe very well or the pollen was real bad. Just some reason for Mama and Daddy to keep me home because my symptoms would flare up. But those would be a time I could watch TV, catch up on whatever, wait for my friends to get home from school to call me to go, Shauna, you missed what happened on the bus, girl. And I'd be like, oh, darn, I'm sorry.
I didn't have anything like that to give me an excuse to be home. I had to just say I was sick or not feeling good, and then Mama would let me stay home and sleep. But I didn't have any chronic anything wrong with me until I felt
it was that way all through my childhood until I got older, Jenny. I mean, you know me. I maintain it now. It's because, you know, I'm older. I'm an adult. I know what to look for, and
hey,
I take my medicine.
Still deal with it. I know you still deal with it. Well,
yeah,
hey, girl,
I do deal with it. I'm surprised
I
still sing because of it. But actually, it helps. It helps me. Pink. You know that entertainer, Pink? The entertainer.
Yeah, I've heard
Pink,
of her.
She has asthma,
yeah,
too. And she has said it kind of like opens your lungs. It helps you gain,
yeah,
more air
you know
flow.
Why? You know why? It's because you're happy to control your breathing to be able to sing.
Exactly.
Ta-da.
So it really helps more than it hurts. So
speaking of holding your breath and don't turn blue or anything, but you said you were going to sing a song.
Yes, I had a song I've been working on in mind, and it's just been, I don't know, with what I've been going through lately, Miss Jenny, it's just a song that had touched my heart, and I want to sing it, figuring if I sing it, it'll make me feel better.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, give it a shot, honey. Go for it. I like you live better than I like you recorded, so head for it.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Fleetwood Mac, and it's Landslide.
Awesome. All right.
There you go.
Pretty good, honey.
It's hard not to cry because that song just means a lot to me right now.
Well, hey, you got through it.
Yeah.
You got through it. I tried doing footsteps in the sand, and I could never do it because I could never get through it. But I never did sing that one. But anyway, yeah, that was pretty good. The only thing I suggest, darling, is you need to switch places with the recorder so that you're louder than the recorder.
Yeah, it's on the phone. It's not near my face. I should.
I know.
Yes.
I know. But you did very, very well. You really did.
Well, it sure ain't.
I thought that was pretty good.
Jenny, it really is not. I'm glad. It's kind of funny. You guys can't see me though. I could have been shaking in my legs right now. I could have been an Elvis, and you would never know. Oh boy.
That's true. That is the beauty of radio, darling.
I could have been tapping my finger.
No camera.
Yep, you would never know. But thank you for letting me today. I just had it in my head, and I wanted to sing it.
Good. Well,
thank
I'm glad you.
You
did, darling, because it's been a while, and I do like to hear you live rather than recorded. You do a better job live, I think.
Well, why
I've
do
told
you think
that
I don't
before.
Do any more recordings?
Well, hey, you know what? At least with the recording, you can do it over if you didn't like it, but when you're doing it live, you're stuck.
I know. I'm stuck. So if a frog literally jumps in my throat, you guys are just shit out of luck. Excuse my French.
Hey, you know what, though? When you're doing it live, people seem to be a lot more tolerant.
Yeah.
And they just appreciate the fact that you're singing it live. So you're good, girl. You're good. Don't worry about that. You're good.
Well, they can't really criticize it unless they record it and then play it back, and then they can pinpoint every little thing, that every little note that was bad, every little twitch, every little thing.
No, they can't. No, they can't.
Because it's radio.
We won't listen. It's okay. That we won't listen, so we're good. No problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm really glad you're doing Elvis songs today. It's been one of those rough weeks. It was nice, you know, it's to turn in and to listen. I don't get
well,
a chance.
Well, Elvis was Tuesday, baby girl. Elvis was Tuesday. Today's rock and roll.
And Elvis mixed, because I heard an Elvis song.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a couple Elvis songs in there. Yeah, because he's got Polk Salad Annie and Steamroller Blues.
Yeah,
you
see,
know,
those
so,
are just jams right there. So I will listen to the show.
Good rocking tonight.
Anything to get
okay,
my mind
girl.
Off the I've had, girl.
No, just listen to the music and let it flow through you. You'll be fine.
I surely will.
You'll get
Trust
through
me. I will. And
you'll get
I'm
through it.
Just thankful you gave me some of your time. I appreciate it. Now, I'm going to get off of here so you can have the rest of a good show, honey, bunny.
Okay.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you for doing that for us, though, darling. Thank you.
You're welcome. Love you, Miss Jenny.
Love you, too, baby girl. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. We are going to Rod Stewart. Yeah, from Shauna to Rod Stewart. Deal with it. It's okay. Tonight's the night. Put that one in your pocket. Tonight.
show, inhibitions run wild. The secret is about to unfold. Upstairs before the night's too old. The night, it's gonna be
Dire maman. Mon amour, viens que tu fais, embrasse-moi. Ça sort du coup. Oui, c'est lui.
Now, if you guys had ever seen that video, you would love that song even more. That is a fantastic, sexy video. I like it. You could probably watch that and learn stuff. There's a strange song. Oh, well, that's all right. That's all right. We're good with that. Now, here's some country for you guys. Because I know you guys like it. I like it. I mean, I worked at a country station for 17 years, and I got so sick of it. Anyway, here is Chris Ledoux, This Cowboy's Hat.
We all have a lot of things in common. That's what this song's about. Well, I was sitting in a coffee shop, having a cup to pass the time, swapping rodeo stories with this old cowboy friend of mine. And some motorcycle riders started snickering in the back, started poking fun at my friend's hat. One old boy said, "Hey, Tex, where'd you park your horse?" My friend just pulled his hat down low, but they couldn't be ignored. One husky fella said, "I think we'll rip that hat right off your head." That's when my friend turned around. This is what he said. "The hill-line of black tornado across the western sky. Partner, this old hat's better left alone. See, it used to be my daddy's. Last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat man. But back in 69 he died in Vietnam. Now, the eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine. Someone ran him down somewhere around that Arizona line. And a real special lady gave him his hat. But I don't know if we'll ever see her again. The hill-high black tornado across the western sky. Your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me. I guess we understand each other and we'll just let it be. But if you still think it's funny, man, you got my back up against the wall. And if you touch my hat, you're gonna have to fight us all." Right then I caught a little sadness in that gang leader's eyes. He turned back to the others, and they all just kind of shuffled on outside. But when my friend turned back towards me, I noticed his old hat brim. Well, it was turned up in a big old Texas grin. We knew how to plant tornadoes across the western sky.
I do like that song. That's kind of cool. It's like, you touched his hat and you're dead meat. I like that. I don't feel like that about my hat, but, you know, hey, I could incorporate it. No problem. Yeah. Especially if you're in Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Arizona, you know, my home territory. You just go packing and people ain't going to bother your hat. That's for darn sure. If you're a woman and you're packing, they figure you know how to use it. So they kind of leave you alone. That's a good feeling too. Hey. All right. You guys remember Fatsy Domino? Now this is taking you back to the 50s. Okay. Fatsy Domino. Walking to New Orleans.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand.
One thing I want to know, if he has his tickets in his hand, why is he walking? I'm sorry, that doesn't make much sense to me. He's wearing out his shoe leather back when you couldn't really just afford to walk down the store and replace your shoes. And he's got tickets in his hand, and he's walking all the way to New Orleans. Okay. Whatever turns his crank, I suppose. All right, the Drifters from the 60s. Up on the roof.
Up on the roof. Me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the
baby. You betcha. All right. 1965. Some of y'all were just little bitties. Some of you weren't thought of yet. And some of us were about 10 years old. You know, hey, that's how it rolls. Okay? So here's the animals. 1965. We got to get out of this place.
Introducing the animals.
In the stereo part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and fresh, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time is due. See my daddy in bed is dying, see his hair turning gray, he's been working and slaving his life away, I know. Young and pretty,
And one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will. See my daddy in bed.
And I remember some of those television performances they did. They were on American Bandstand and some of the other variety shows that were real popular back then. But that's okay. It gave us something that we could watch, that our parents would let us watch. They had some funny ideas sometimes. Anyway, yes. And I did not burn my bean soup. I'll have you guys know I started smelling my bean soup. So I went out and added more water. That's going to be good soup when those beans finally get done. There's three kinds of beans in it, and they're just cooking at all different rates, and it's getting frustrating. But anyway, it'll be good when they get done. I got all the spices in it, except for salt. Do not add salt too early. Your beans will never cook. I don't know why. That's just how it works. My mama taught me that when I was a kid. Anyway, here is Wilbert Harrison. I have no idea where that man got that name, but okay. Kansas City.
Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City. Got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond, with my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. If I have to walk, I'm going just the same. Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Ah, but you know, yeah, myself. That woman, I know I'm gonna die.
Well, you know, he can go to Kansas City, get his crazy little woman there if he wants to, but I'm not in Kansas City, so somebody's going to have to come to Georgia and get me. And take me somewhere else, please. But, hey, you know, I'm here. I'm here. So, come get me. Oh, my goodness sakes. Was that an invitation or what? Oh, my word. Okay. Hollywood Vampires again, guys. Because I like this. They did this one not too terribly long ago. Whole Lot of Love. Kind of wait a few seconds after that's done to let it kind of soak in. Yeah. I like it. No, I really like that. Okay. Fog Hat. You guys remember Fog Hat? Oh, yeah, Fog Hat. I just want to make love to you. Oh,
you be no slave. I don't want you work all day. I don't want you to be sad or blue. I just wanna make love to you.
Foghat did the original version of that song, I Just Want to Make Love to You. Cold Blood did a version of that. Well, maybe Foghat didn't do the first. Etta James might have been the first. But, yeah, we've got Etta James, Foghat, and Cold Blood. And I think that's the order they were done in. Cold Blood is my favorite. What can I tell you, huh? We played that last week, as a matter of fact. No, it was week before last because I missed last week's show. Yeah, you got to hear the different versions of a song because there isn't just one way to do a song. Everybody that does it is going to add their own little twist and make it their song. So it's a good thing to listen to the different versions and gives you an idea of what can be done with music. Music is everybody's language, and they can use it in their own way. All right, guys. Pretty soon, I'm going to play a couple Elvis songs, but right now, let's go with the Doors. Now, the Doors are from the 60s as well. 68, I think this is when this song came out, was 68. But this is Love Me Two Times, because I'm going away. Or four or five.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me one time, do not speak. Love me one time, yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl, love me all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, I'm gone away.
Good old Jim Morrison died in a bathtub. What a way to go. At least the water was hot. I have no idea where that came from. It just kind of rolled on out. Good grief, yes. The bands in the 60s were really, there was a lot of drugs and alcohol. There are a lot of them that died from drugs and alcohol. But you know what? They did what they wanted to, okay? And isn't that what life is really all about? Be happy in what you're doing. Might not be what everybody else agrees with. Might not be exactly healthy. Do what makes you happy. Because what kind of life is it if you're not happy? What if you're doing things to please other people and you're not happy? Yeah. Different times of life, you learn a lot about those things, and hopefully you get to the point to where you can be with someone that you make them happy and yourself happy. And they do the same thing. They make you happy and themselves happy. That is ideal. Totally ideal. So go for that, guys. Go for that. Look for that special combination, that special love that you can share with somebody. All right, guys, here is, I promised you Elvis, all right? Live performance from Memphis, March 20th of 1974, Steamroller Blues.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll over you. a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll over. I'm gonna catch your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you for rhythm and blues. I'm a seaman mixer, the train and a burn fun. I'm a seaman mixer, a churning urn, a burning pump. I'm a demolition derby, a hefty hunk of steaming joke.
All right, then. Here we go. Hey, hello, Sue. You made it.
I made it. I'm short while. I'm sorry. I'll be on the phone.
You get to be here for all of 5 minutes, girl.
Well, I'm sorry. I wanted to say at least hello. I'm sorry. I'm so late.
Oh, don't stop with the sorry stuff, honey. Either you make it or you don't. There's nothing to be sorry about. You're fine. I don't take offense, you know that. You're okay. Don't be feeling guilt over whether you make it to my show or not. That's not something to cause guilt. You're
well,
all right.
I don't feel guilty. I just feel kind of bad because I was so late. But, man, you know what? It's just too bad, too hard, so sad to stay on the phone so long with something. It's
too bad,
horrible.
So sad. Missed it.
That's
oh, well.
Right. Too bad, so sad. Oh, that's your saying. But anyway, I got it taken care of anyway. But anyway, go ahead with your show and hello to everybody.
Hello, goodbye. You say hello, I say goodbye.
Yeah.
That's a Beatles song, honey. That's a Beatles song.
Too bad, so sad.
Okay. Yeah, that's my niece's. Yeah. She's funny. My sister was laying on the couch, not feeling very well. Her stomach was upset. And my niece was like 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She inherited her mother's sense of humor. I'm not sure that's a good thing, but, hey, there it is. She
right.
goes up and she puts her elbows on the edge of the couch and looks at her mama, and she said, "Mama, not feeling good?" Of course, my sister says, "No, Mama's not feeling good." My niece stands up, shrugs her shoulders, and said, "Too bad, so sad," and walks off.
She was real caring, wasn't she?
Oh,
that's
my God. Well, for a five-year-old, I mean,
That's really priceless. It really is. I love it.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And, of course, my sister is gone now, but I wonder what goes on in my niece's house because she's got four children of her own now. I'd like to be a fly on the wall over there sometime.
Yeah, really. Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. Okay, anyway, we're going to do another Elvis song here, kids, because I kind of promised Sean at least two of them. So here's the second one.
Okay.
In the Birmingham Civic Center from December 29th of 1976, Poke Salad Annie.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators go for being long, lives a girl, and I swear to the world, made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame. But the mama was a working on the chain gang. Yeah. Yeah. Every day before summertime, she down in the vine and cut back. Take her a mess of poor Sally along. Yeah, when a cool sign for Sally. Hey! Yeah! Everybody said it was a shame, but the mama was a-working on the chain. Chain, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Daddy was too lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for him. Eating watermelons out of my truck patch for salad. Everybody said it was a shame. But the mama was working on the chain.
Drummer can't hear himself on stage, fellas.
There you go. Poke Salad Annie. You know, Elvis could rock it when he wanted to. He could.
He sure could.
He had the right musicians and everything. They just went to town. Oh, my gosh. All right, guys. Real quick goodbye, and I've got one more song to play, but I've only got 2 minutes. So, I'm glad you joined me today for the Rock and Roll Show. I hope you had fun. fill your heart with joy and happiness.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Smile at everybody.
Is someone else
you only
hear
5 minutes.
Is someone else in the studio?
Just you and me.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is. Just you and me. Anyway, that's all right, because we've got people listening. There's people listening all over the world, so we're doing good. Hey, guys, you know what? May God bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and give you peace and be gracious unto you. Go out and share your smile with somebody. Might be the only thing keeping them alive. Give them a little joy. Cheer up the hearts. In the meantime, here's Wild Cherry. Play that funky music, white boy.